coming up on episode number 472. Well, continuing a week of cover stories based on people who are having birthdays, let's do a cover story for Weezer in honor of the singer, guitarist, and songwriter of Weezer, Rivers Cuomo, who turns 38 tomorrow, June 13th. You'll hear covers of Weezer coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for one who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night, it's June 12th, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, where I pick an artist and then play you several different songs, some different interpretations of music by that artist. Tonight, featuring Weezer by request. This tomorrow is going to be Rivers Cuomo's birthday. He's born on June 13th, 1970. There we go. And so in honor of his birthday, we're going to do a cover story featuring his music. Now, this is probably... In terms of cover stories, this probably leans more towards the mainstream in terms of sound, maybe not in terms of band recognition, but in terms of sound than other ones I've done. So it's kind of an easily accessible version of Weezer, if you know what I'm saying. And we're going to start off just like I started off that very first show way back in September 2004 with a cover of Weezer's Buddy Holly, performed by a group that had its origins in a band called Jellyfish. Roger Manning, who was one of the forces behind Jellyfish, left and formed a band called Moog Cookbook, as well as Imperial Drag. And he's also done some great solo stuff lately. If you haven't heard any of Roger Manning's solo stuff, you really got to check it out because it's a lot of fun. But I digress. Let's get back to Moog Cookbook. Here's their cover of Buddy Holly from their self-titled album from 1996. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's go. This is a take two.
Thank you. If you want it, you can have it, but you gotta learn to reach out there and grab it. 'Cause everybody wants some love.
Oh, baby.
Shooting from the stars above.
Oh, baby.
And although my heart will break, there's more than I can take. Yeah, I can never get enough. If you need it, you should show it. 'Cause you might blow someone a stick that you're blowing it. 'Cause everybody wants some more.
Oh, baby.
Something they can barely know. There's more than I can take. Yeah, I can never let it go. It's in the photograph. It's in the photograph. It's in the photograph of love.
Punk band called The Vibrators that formed in 1976 and is still going strong. What is it? It's 32 years later. The Vibrators, they've had a few lineup changes, but for the most part, their sound has remained the same since 1976. They came out of that punk scene in the UK and have put out at least 18 albums. Some studio albums, some live stuff, but have always maintained that exact sound, that same punk sound. So you could listen to an album and have no idea if it came out in 1976 or 2006. That's their cover of Weezer's Photograph by The Vibrators there. Before that, you heard The Station with their cover of Undone, the sweater song. And that comes from Making Noise, a tribute to Weezer, which came out last year. That Vibrators track, by the way, came from another compilation called A Punk Tribute to Weezer. The that Undone by The Station featured some interesting, haunting Beach Boys-esque harmonies about halfway through. Very cool. And then we start off the set with Buddy Holly performed by Moog Cookbook. Sounds like something that came right out of the Main Street Electrical Parade or one of those Perry and Kingsley tracks. That comes from the Moog Cookbook's self-titled album from 1996. Well, Audible is the sponsor for tonight's edition of Coverville. Go ahead and try them out. You know, get a free account there at Audible and write a review, write a recommendation, and I'll if I play it on the air, if I read it on the air, then I will send you a prize. So look at that. You get a free book and a free prize just for trying out an audiobook. Here's how you do it. Go to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville or click on the banner or the show notes on coverville.com. That'll take you to the audible.com page where you can sign up, try out a free downloadable book, see what you think. And if you like it, you can just stick with the program and get another audiobook or magazine or podcast every month, or discontinue at any time. Check it out, audible.com. Thousands upon thousands of different audiobooks to choose from audible.com. Excuse me. Let's go into a more jazzy, kind of a female vocalist piano jazz set for the next couple songs. The first one is a group called ACQ, also known as the Amy Cervini Quartet. And this goes to show you how some songs work in different contexts and work no matter what the genre is that's performing them. ACQ is a jazz quartet that featured a lot of covers on their album Famous Blue, everyone from Feist to Leonard Cohen to even Fiona Apple. Here's their cover of Holiday by Weezer. Again, it's ACQ.
Bubbling behind my back. can't confront you. I never could do that which might hurt you. So try and be cool when I say, this way is the wide side away from me that takes you further every day. So be cool. Say it ain't so. Your drug is a heartbreaker. Say it ain't so. My love is a life taker. Dear Daddy, I write you. In spite of years of silence, you've cleaned up, found Jesus. Things are good. Also, I hear this bottle of Stevens awakens ancient feelings like father, stepfather. The sun is drowning in the fire. Yeah, 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 yeah,
from Ontario, Canada. That is Melanie Joy and her cover of Weezer's Say It Ain't So from her 2005 album Magic. And kind of on the flip side of Happy Sad is Holiday by ACQ from their 2007 album Famous Blue. But a couple of female vocal jazz piano style versions of Weezer, just to kind of show you how their songs translate to female vocal and to a different genre, going from rock to jazz or punk to jazz, very, very easily and very translatable in any genre. Coverville 500 tickets are still on sale. Maybe we'll even hear Richard Cheese at the Coverville 500 concert bust out his version of Buddy Holly. Who knows? The only way to find out is to be there. Go to coverville500.com for all the information you need. Jonathan Colton, Richard Cheese, Natalie Gelman, Chance and the Choir, and the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd and Dan Klass all making an appearance at Coverville 500 in Las Vegas at the Bally's Event Center, Bally's Las Vegas Casino Hotel. Right there on the strip, right there on the monorail. If you're staying at one of the other hotels on the monorail, it's an easy $5 or less ride. Okay, let's go ahead and get to even yet another genre. Let's say you were to take Weezer and mix it with equal parts Kid Creole and reggae, you'd end up with this track. Herman H. and the Pacemakers from a compilation called Across the Sea, a tribute to Weezer, which featured world music versions of some of their songs, Japanese, this reggae version, for example, a Brazilian version. This is a cover of In the Garage, and if you had heard this without hearing the Weezer original, you'd swear that it was written for this genre. Here's Herman H. and the Pacemakers with In the Garage.
About my waist. my dancing master sky. I've got to inside the die. I've got killing pride. And I look at her too, waiting there for me. Yes, I do, I do. I've got posters on the wall. My favorite rock group Kiss. I've got Ace Frehley. I've got a bit of Chris waiting there for me. Yes, I do, I do. Yes, I do, I do. When the garage, I feel safe. No one cares about my ways. In the garage, well, I belong. No one hears me sing this song. In the garage, I feel safe. No one cares about my ways. In the garage, well, I belong. No one hears me sing this song. Got an electric guitar. I play my stupid songs. I love these stupid walls. And I love everyone waiting there for me. Yes, I do, I do. Yes, I do, I do. In the garage, I feel safe. No one cares about my ways. In the garage, well, I belong. No one hears me sing this song.
Okay, so it's a little bit mainstream. It's a little teen popish, but it is the niece of actress Julia Roberts, so there's something interesting right there that I had to play it. That's Island in the Sun by Emma Roberts from the soundtrack to the movie Aquamarine, which came out in 2006. You know, I could have subjected you to the cover by Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, so consider yourself spared. Island in the Sun there, performed by Emma Roberts. Before that, In the Garage by Herman H. and the Pacemakers from the 2003 compilation Across the Sea, a tribute to Weezer featuring several world music versions of Weezer songs. And with that, we are going to bring this cover story edition of Coverville to a close. If you want to get in touch with me to make a request or a suggestion or tell me which Weezer track I forgot, please do it. I dare you. You can reach me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call me on the request line and tell me what you want to hear live, sort of live, via recording anyway. That number is 206-222-COVER. You can also go to coverville.com, visit the website there, and post your requests or ideas or suggestions either in the forums or on the website. Coverville.com, it's got everything you need to know, including some non-podcast stuff that still related to covers. Find out how you can do a cover of an Amy Mann song and I guess win a prize. Find out all about that on coverville.com. We'll be back on Sunday with a Father's Day edition of Coverville. Get your Father's Day dedications and requests to me at coverville@gmail.com. And then next Tuesday, it will be an indie show, an all-indie Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.